This is the Living from God's Center podcast, episode 031. Be centered.
Welcome to your Living from God Center podcast, supporting pastors and ministry leaders weekly to find your God space to live and serve God and others with confidence, peace, and joy. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. And now, with today's podcast, here's your host, Dr. Claire Smith, spiritual mentor and prayer coach.
Good day. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's a great day. Our topic today is, have you taken the New Year pause? So how are you doing? Happy New Year. It's been a while. I had intended to do a podcast last week on New Year's Day after taking a break on Christmas Day. But my voice said otherwise. And today is going to be a little short because I'm not back up to full steam yet. Though I think soon. So it's a new year. Did you make resolutions? Or perhaps you made a commitment to God for the new year? Personally, I stopped making resolutions some time ago. But I do spend some time with God and kind of seek to hear from God and make some commitments to God. Because the transition to a new year provides us with a great opportunity to stop, prayerfully review the old, make confession as needed, celebrate the victories, and then be still and do the new year pause. Excuse me. Today is January the 8th. 1 week into the new year. If you haven't done your new year pause yet, do it now. For before you know it, January will be over. And that's not what we want, but it happens. You see, we say, oh, there's some time. It's early. The year has just started. And before we know it, we're in the middle of the year and we haven't done it. The thing is, these days, time is moving quickly. And that's partly because so much is happening. Yes, at personal, local, national, and international levels, there is a whole lot going on. There's a lot going on in your church and in your life. Some of it is planned. Some of it is unplanned. There will be births and deaths, weddings, different kinds of celebrations, illnesses, recoveries, job losses, the list goes on. As a preacher said, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 to verse 8. And in it all and through it all, God is. God remains the same. God is still the creator and the one who knows the beginning from the end. So be sure to have your New Year pause. Here are three quick reasons why you should have your New Year pause. And these reasons also give insight into what the New Year pause is. For the New Year's pause is really a God pause. So first, the New Year pause allows us to spend time with God, savoring God's presence, gaining strength, wisdom, and direction from God, the God who knows the beginning from the end. It keeps us from going full steam ahead in busyness and that which may not be needful for us to do. And so instead, in the New Year pause, we find out what God desires of us so that we can, in God's strength, fulfill those desires. Secondly, the New Year pause sets the tone for the year. It reminds us to continually build in times to be centered and, when necessary, recenter in God, spending time being with and hearing from God. Of course, telling God all that's going on is included in this time. But if we always want to emphasize just being with and hearing, because our tendency and instinct is to just go and vent and go and talk with God. And that's important and necessary, but with hearing. And so we start with a pause, start the New Year with a pause, and then ensure that we have regular pauses throughout. And keeping Sabbath is a key way of doing this. And then the third thing, so first we talked about spending time with God as what the pause allows us to do, setting the tone for the year. And then the third thing, the New Year pause honors God as we acknowledge that this life, this ministry is not ours, but God's. We are God's temple. We are what He has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. And that's from Ephesians 2:10. We are what He has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. So knowing this, we honor God and who we are before God and God's work in us by pausing at the beginning of the year. Overall, there are some verses that really put in perspective how we live. And so we can say that the New Year pause, when we look at it from a wider view and going into the overall, it allows us to live out 1 Peter 4:7-11. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be serious and discipline yourselves for the sake of your prayers. Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. To Him belong the glory and the power forever and ever. Indeed, we live in a time where we just need to be focused and exercising discipline so that we are not distracted by all the buzz and the gossip and the innuendos and all the foolishness with which we are surrounded as people of God, as servants of God, as leaders of God. We need to be focused on God and hearing from God and then loving. The world badly needs love. Love covers sin. When we're not loving, we expose all the sin. Like if it's like, you know, taking the sewage and turning it over, removing, like if you have a septic tank, just opening it up. Love covers. We need a lot more love today. And then the whole thing of being hospitable without whining, too many whiners around. And then doing everything we do in God's grace, with God's strength. letting our very words, our very actions be mirrors of God. And what happens when we do that? God is glorified through Jesus. And to repeat, to him belong the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. So be sure to do the New Year pause so that you live this year with wisdom, direction, focus, strength in God, to the glory of God. And so be sure to subscribe, leave a comment or rating. And remember, when you live from God's center, you are able to leave behind the stress, frustration, fatigue, and even burnout, and live and serve with confidence, peace, and joy. It's time to center and soar. Until the next episode, this is Claire Smith signing off.
Thank you for joining us today on the Living from God Center podcast. Go forth and soar with confidence, peace, and joy in the power of the Triune God.